And now on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. Swans AFLW coach Scott Gowans. Thanks to Bingley, proud sponsor for the AFLW Swans and supporter of women in sport. Bingley, better living every day.
I'm putting the cards on the table right off the top of the segment with Scotty Gowans from the Sydney Swans AFLW. Henson Park is one of my favourite grounds in the entire world. It is going to take me just a little bit, Scott, to get used to AFL. I know they've been happening for a while, but I spent a lot of my childhood there watching rugby league at Henson Park. I love the place. I don't know whether it had moved the players the same, Scott, playing at Henson Park, as what it does me visiting there. I see it like sort of... So I have a religious moment when I go there.
I think for us it's a little bit the same, to be honest. I think the players are really looking forward to it. It's a great ground for spectators to watch football. And I went to a game last season there, this year, with GWS and Adelaide. And what a great spectacle to be able to sit in the seats on the wing, up on the grass and the grandstand, obviously, as well. So, yeah, I think it's a really good spectacle for the spectators, and hopefully we can put on a show.
I didn't spend as much time at Henson Park as Vossie did, but I used to go there every now and then. I used to go there when Penrith would play there. When they played Newtown as a kid. So it's been a while since I've been there. Scott, is Henson Park a big oval? Would you say it's a big oval?
It is. It's not as wide as some grounds for AFL, but it's definitely longer. It's very long. It's actually, I worked it out the other day, it's actually 3 metres longer than the MCG. So
Is that right?
Ground.
Wow.
Yeah.
You go. See, it was the host of the Empire Games, you know, going way back. If you know the history, it did actually have the opening ceremony or the closing ceremony of the Empire Games, which is the Commonwealth Games at Henson Park, going way back, way back. Now, look, we can't dodge the issue. Huge disappointment last weekend. The scoreline alarms many. 67-1 against the North Melbourne Kangaroos. How do you pick your team up after that, Scott?
Yeah, it's interesting. We've got some internal focuses that we've stuck to all year, and the girls come off the ground, and I spoke to them after the game, there was disappointment there, but we're still hitting some KPIs internally. We know where we are as a squad with the 7 weeks we had to build, and we know that we've got 7 months to build into season 2, so it's going to be a lot different. But stuff like time in possession, turnovers created, were really good for us as far as like we've improved each week. The one that we can't get right is our forward half game. We just can't get our scoring going. And that's our big focus for this week. But the girls are really focused on what we're trying to do and to improve. And the effort and intensity is there. It's just we've got to put it all together.
Is there any concerns amongst AFL people that there's been a lot of score blowouts and very low scores in some games? How do you think we can address it, or is it just a matter of experience?
Yeah, definitely. We've had a game where we've kicked 2 points, and obviously on the weekend we kicked 1 point. So our talent bank, Champion Data, that do all our stats, rank each player by points, and our team averages it in the 1300s. Most of the other teams are in the 1500s that are expansion teams, and then the really good teams are 1900 and 2000 sort of points. Per match, and so we're a long way off that. And yeah, we probably had the toughest expansion building that we had to move the majority of the talent from interstate up here in such a short time. And the AFL are going to address it. There's a lot of talk going around, which is really good and positive, that they want some equalisation stuff to happen post-season. What that is, we don't know yet, but it's they have to do it. There's got to be a way for us to get the top end talent up into New South Wales to help the local kids grow and be competitive.
Well, I can't guarantee good weather, sadly, Scott, for Saturday, but let's hope there's a decent roll-up. You play the Gold Coast Suns at Henson Park, as I said, one of the great grounds of the world. First bounce at 1:10. We wish the AFLW Sydney Swans all the very best.
Thanks very much, guys.